Welcome to the Georgia Indy Report podcast with your host Rodney West and myself, Trey Davis. Let's get into the action as we start out the broadcast.
And then I said, yes, I want all my money.
Whoa, why didn't you get your money first?
I don't know.
What's up, guys?
Oh, hey. Lynch Mob.
Friday, Canton, Georgia.
Oh,
looking forward to it.
That's
what it is.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, we got a little match ski going on, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
I was drinking, man.
First of all,
I didn't ever
come up with this thinking it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Second of all, I got beef with you, king of moonsault.
Oops, you just supposed to smoke in my partner's face?
Yeah, thank you.
You just supposed to smoke in my partner's face?
Come on.
Yeah, are you backing me up off of getting in his face?
Get the water out of my hand.
Yeah, because hey, it's Friday. My face.
Friday.
Friday.
Bring your asses Friday.
Oh, we're going to bring our collective asses Friday.
Bring the yams.
We're bringing all the yams.
Bring the yams.
We're the king of yams.
Bring the yams.
Hey, what was that
yams.
Smoke?
Yams. Remember the yams.
What was that smoke? You okay? What was that? Oh my God, was that one of those liquid crack pins? Oh, Timmy, you got money, right? You got a way home? Oh, baby. It's CBD, I bet. It's okay, it ain't gonna hurt you.
Welcome to the Georgia Indy Report podcast. I'm your host, Trey Davis, alongside Rodney West on the line, and we've got tons and tons of previews to look at this week. First off, how you doing today, Rodney West?
Doing great as always, Trey.
All right, man, we got a big event coming up this Friday. It's Southern Honors Road to Greatness. This looks like a pretty big event that's kind of leading to their anniversary show in October, and we've got the rankings straight off the desk of Gary Lamb. So let's go through these rankings. And first of all, if you're a champion of the promotion, you're not really considered in the rankings. You're kind of at the top of the mountain, I guess you should say.
That's correct.
All right, so we got AC Mack as your champion of Southern Honor Wrestling, of course. He's been killing it lately. Other promotions have kind of booked him a little bit weaker to maybe look stronger than Southern Honor. We've kind of discussed this on the podcast before. Do you believe this to be kind of true?
Yes, but just looking at Southern Honor, he's definitely he's been the strongest wrestler, for the past 5 or 6 months. It took him a little bit of time to beat Allen Angels, but once he finally did, I mean, they definitely, even if he wasn't the champion, he would be the top contender for the title.
Yeah, and I think this past show really did wonders for getting him over as a heel. I enjoyed the promo. It was supposed to come off as annoying and agitating, and I think some people missed the point when they were calling it boring and that it was just annoying. And it was supposed to be like that. I think it helped him get over more as a heel. And I think he's killing it as champion. I really do. All right, let's get into these rankings, though. Number one, they have Logan Creed. I'm a big Logan Creed fan, and Logan Creed was definitely the MVP of the Rumble Jack, Rodney, but he didn't win the Rumble Jack, and that's my problem with him being at number one. How do you feel about him being at number one?
I kind of agree with him being number one just because of the circumstances with him not winning the Rumble Jack. And he's also maybe the strongest overall wrestler in the state. So I like him being in that number one contender spot.
Well, agree to disagree on that one. Let's go to number two, who I feel should probably be at number one since he did win the Rumble Jack, entered in pretty early into the Rumble Jack as well. Was he number two? Yeah, he was number two,
yeah.
and he won the Rumble Jack, Roll Tide. Corey Hollis here at number two. Like I said, I think he should be at number one, but I mean, number one, number two, doesn't matter. These guys are both in the main event at the Road to Greatness card. So what are your thoughts on Corey being at number two?
Well, he's very impressive with him having the injury that he has. So with his win over the Rumblejack and take into account his injury, I think number two is a good spot for him.
All right, number three was kind of a little bit of a shock to me, but in a good way, it kind of lets me know that management may have some big plans for Ashton Starr, who is at number three. Were you a little surprised at Ashton Starr being at number three, or was it kind of expected because of how over he is at the Action Building?
Well, I would hope that the rankings from the Southern Honor offices are not based on popularity, but Ashton Starr is always a strong contender, and this shows that maybe I was wrong about Ashton Starr being a better contender than Joe Black, since he's got the number three spot.
Yeah, Ashton doesn't really lose a lot of matches if you want to go in that direction. And on top of that, like I said, you know, wins and losses, I got you on that. But overall crowd reaction sometimes, I mean, if people are really into somebody, it's time to maybe pull the trigger on that. But Ashton Starr at number three. And number four we're going to get to, which I have a problem with, and I'm a fan of Joe Black's, but what has he done to get the number four spot is my question. Who has he beaten in the last 3 or 4 months? He's super over with the crowd. But
I think technically he got the win over Joe Black with a little help. Or did – in the last fight, did Joe Black win, or did Owen Knight win that last fight?
Owen Knight won that last one because – wait. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think Owen Knight won that last match. So it's like Owen Knight has a couple of victories against Joe Black. I think he did get a tag. Did he not get a tag win with Mike or William Huckabee at a previous show a couple of months ago? But
yeah, 2 months ago, Joe Black and William Huckabee beat Owen Knight. And I want to say David Ali.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a tag win, and that's a nice, you know, that's a nice tag win. But at the same time, I don't know if it merits Joe Black being at number four, especially when I look at some of these other ones that we'll get into. We'll go ahead and move on to number five. Oh, go ahead.
But before we go on, it was only a few months ago that he missed an event or two due to an injury. So I come on board with you. Like, maybe he's ranked higher than he should be coming off an injury and then coming off a couple of losses.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his win-loss ratio, it's really not that great, especially, I would say, in the past 6 to 7 months. But at the same time, he's super over with the crowd. I just don't know if it merits him being at number four, but maybe it's a look into where Southern Honor's management team sees him being placed in the pecking order. So let's go to number five, though, with Owen Knight, the guy who probably should be ranked over Joe Black simply because he's got two victories over him, but has, you know, a few losses in tag matches. I don't know about this one at number five. How do you feel?
Yeah, other than the victories over Joe Black, I can't think of a single victory that Owen Knight has gotten in singles competition. So I'm actually surprised that he's this high up. I would say that after we get to the number three on the list, the things have kind of gotten a little murky in the waters.
Right. Yeah. It's a little random for me. Owen being at number five, maybe in the top 10, but I don't know about it at number five. Here's another one I have a problem with at number six, Brady Pierce. I, for the life of me, cannot remember if he's ever even won a match in Southern Honor, and we have him at number six. How do you feel about this?
Well, he's definitely a strong contender. Maybe they looked at his actual what he did in those matches other than how he actually finished in those matches. Because he's fought some huge names. He's fought Sunny Days. He's fought Logan Creed. So maybe it's just the level of competition. without maybe necessarily getting the win, he's had very strong outings in those matches.
That is true, and I thought his match with Logan Creed was better than I thought it was going to be. I can still tell he's a little bit green, but he's got a great look to him, and I mean, the dude's a beast. He looks like the guy who plays Thor in the Marvel movies, Chris Hemsworth. Am I saying that right?
That's correct.
All right, yeah, that's who he looks like to me. When he first came out of the crowd and helped Corey Hollis a number of months ago to attack Logan Creed, I was like, man, who is this guy? That looks like the guy that plays Thor. All right, let's move on to number 7. We have Matt Lynch from the tag team, the Lynch Mob. He was able to get a victory over Joey Lynch a couple of months ago to be able to get into the Rumblejack at the 30 spot. So how do you feel about Matt Lynch being at number 7? I'm not, you know, I guess, you know, number 7 is not a bad spot, but I would probably put him a little bit lower than that.
Yeah, not going to peek too far into the list, but there's a couple people behind him that I would have had above him. I still would have had Matt Lynch in the top 10, just maybe around, I probably would have had him in the number 9 spot.
Yeah, that sounds like a good spot to put him in. But at number 8, we have Sunny Days, who I can't remember. He hasn't had a match in a couple of months, has he not? I mean, he didn't have a match at the last show. He did last pretty long in the Rumble, Jack. So I guess you got to count that. But they haven't really positioned him high. I guess, you know, he's got a big match against Brady Pearson. I mean, I guess whoever wins this could be considered somewhat top contender, at least up there in the 3-4 contendership, I would think. How do you feel about Sunny Days being at number 8?
I think it's a good spot for him. I can definitely see, depending on this Friday's results, a huge shakeup in the top 10.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Somebody, Brady or Sonny, could really, whoever gets the win here could really get boosted up there. Let's go with number 9, Joey Lynch. I don't know about this one. Joey, I guess if you're going to count tag wins, since we don't have a tag division in Southern Honor, I'm always going to complain about that until they do it. I guess you got to put him up there, maybe even higher than 9, but at the same time, he did lose a singles match to his brother, but at the same time, he had a lot of spots in the Rumblejack and lasted a lot of the Rumblejack. He was kind of the Iron Man in the Rumblejack.
Yeah, I would have had him at number 10 because I definitely think the number 10 contender should have been higher. So we'll discuss that next.
Yeah, at number 10, that's what brings us to Sean Legacy, who, for the love of God, has had, multiple victories on shows that I've watched. He always gets placed right there in the middle of the card. He wrestled, help me out, Roman Reigns' cousin.
Lance in Hawaii.
Yes, he wrestled him. He beat him. He won a triple threat to get into the Rumblejack. He didn't do that great at the Rumblejack. Maybe that's why they have him at number 10. He didn't have a good outing. He has won, I would say, if I was just throwing this guess out there, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I would say he's won probably 85 to 90% of his matches. And he is on fire in Viral and other promotions in the state of Georgia, but at the same time, I don't know if he's hugely over with the crowd. I mean, he's over with me. I'm a big fan. I think the guy's great, and I definitely would have put him higher than 10. As a matter of fact, I think I would have had him all the way up to 4 or 5, maybe 6 at the lowest.
I was definitely thinking number 5. I know when I got the list from the Southern Honor offices, I kind of questioned Sean Legacy at number 10. But, you know, we have to go on their ratings. They're the ones that decide who's the contenders in their company. So, you know, it's just for us to speculate after the fact. I definitely would like to see Sean Legacy higher.
Yeah, and that's what I love as a fan. I'm glad they're putting out stuff that I disagree with. This podcast wouldn't be as entertaining. Let's go ahead and move on to the Road to Greatness event coming up September 6th, Friday at the Action Building in Canton, Georgia. We've got a big card. Some of these matches I'm not super, super excited about. I know they'll be good, but I don't know. Let's just get into it. First, we have a mixed tag match between David Ali, Danny Jordan versus Sandre Royal, and Trevor Eden. Is that how you say his name?
Trevor Ion.
Okay. Trevor Ion, is he from AWE originally? Like, that's kind of where he made his home a little bit for a while.
Yeah, I know he's wrestled in AWE. I know I've seen him years ago in Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. He's just a mainstay in the Georgia independent scene.
Okay, he made his debut at the Rumble Jack last month. Helped out and kind of went against the new era. And who did he face in a match? I am so sorry. Was it Lee Johnson that he faced that month?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's where some of the new era.
Royal.
The new era kind of runs together sometimes. It's just so many. They're in a lot of matches on the card usually because it's kind of a big group. But I do believe he faced Lee Johnson and got the victory in a very impressive debut. I thought he was great in the ring and I loved his character. Loved the contacts, and I mean it's kind of a darker character if you've never seen him before. It's pretty cool. I mean, I enjoyed him. How did you enjoy his match with Lee Johnson last month?
Yeah, I want to say maybe it was David Ali they had the match with, but I could be wrong. But I do want to say one thing. Shalonda Royal made her AEW debut this past Saturday in the Women's Casino Royale match.
Well, that's a travesty because Danny Jordan should have been in it. All right, moving on to
this. Oh, definitely.
That's awesome for her. That I saw that on the page. Somebody had posted that, so that's really cool. All Out was a great event. Watched it. Was it Saturday night with Casey Logan and all those goons? We had a great time. Can't wait for the next one. I think it's on November 9th. But going into this Road to Greatness card, we have this mixed tag match. How excited are you for this, and how do you see this turning out, Rodney?
I'm going to go with the new era. I think David Ali and Danny Jordan will get their act together this time and get the victory over Shalonda Royal and Trevor Ion.
Yeah, they need to get that heat back. I'm a little worried about Lindsay Snow possibly interfering, so Danny needs to have eyes in the back of her head. All right, moving on to the second match, a match I'm really looking forward to. The only thing that bothers me about this match is that there's nothing really attached to it. We have the Lynch Mob against the Gymnastic Boys. How do you feel about this match? Are you as excited as I am?
Definitely excited about seeing the Gymnastic Boys in action. Yet to see them in person before. Of course, the Lynch Mob is one of the best tag teams in the Southeast, and they kind of have a home court advantage in Southern Honor. They definitely kind of rule the roost as far as tag teams go, even without a tag belt.
Yeah, they are definitely a main reason I love to come to the Southern Honor shows. I love every single one of their matches. I want tag belts there. I also have a friend coming out. He caught them at an AWF show recently, and he's super excited about coming up to the Southern Honor show this Friday just to check out the Lynch Mob. He feels like they should be on WWE or some kind of major company. He's not even a wrestling fan, but his 7-year-old son is. So they'll be in attendance mainly because they're big Lynch Mob fans. So that's pretty cool. That's going to be a great match. All right, moving on to the next match. We have Sean Legacy versus William Huckabee. What a random match we have here. Maybe a styles clash too. Well, I don't know how this is going to pan out. I think it might be better than what I expected when I first saw it on paper. And what a contrast of bodies. I mean, just saying. How do you
think about this match takes place? Yeah, because William Huckabee has been asking for security from Gary Lamb because he's worried about Joe Black attacking him during the match. So he's been telling Gary Lamb without security or without a guarantee, he's not going to wrestle. Either way, I see Sean Legacy getting the win. Like we were talking about in the ratings, I'm a huge Sean Legacy fan. I don't see him having any trouble defeating William Huckabee in this match.
Maybe a little bit of Joe Black presence would help that along. Let's go to our next match. We have Owen Knight against CB Suave or CB Flair, CB Ultimate Warrior, CB whatever you want to call him. He's got a match here against Owen Knight of the New Era. I think this match will be fun. Do you see CB possibly coming out as another character, maybe a new character?
I'm not as familiar with CB Suave as maybe you are. I don't think it matters. Even though he had an impressive outing against AC Mack last show, I think Owen Knight's going to get the victory no matter who CB Suave comes out as.
Should be very interesting to see how he gets booked here and to see if he can pick up a victory or if they're looking towards Owen Knight. Of course, Owen Knight's in that top 10. So Owen Knight is, he's a great underrated athlete. So maybe it's time for Owen Knight to kind of shine. All right, let's go on to the next match, a great tag match, the Dirty Blondes. Not just popular in the state of Georgia, very popular in hell across the United States, really. They're going to take on Not Yet Rated, a great, great tag team. You saw a hint that maybe they're heading towards a Lynch Mob and Not Yet Rated feud down the line, possibly at the anniversary show. This match looks very interesting. How do you see this match going down, and are you interested in this match?
Definitely interested in this match, but I just have to give the experience factor to the Dirty Blondes, and I'm still not sure if Not Yet Rated is on the same page. They've had a little problems last 2 months, so I just don't think the cards are stacked against them in the match against the Dirty Blondes.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. All right, moving on to the next match, we have Brady Pierce against Sunny Days. Sunny Days looking to get a little bit of revenge back for Logan Creed and helping his buddy out by taking care of Corey Hollis's boy, maybe making it to where Brady's not any kind of threat in the triple threat match in the main event. Okay, how do you see this match going down? Is this Brady Pierce's is this the match that he wins right here, his kind of coming out party, or does Sunny Days get the victory here?
Size advantage definitely goes to Brady Pierce. There's something about this matchup where I just want to give the advantage to Sunny Days. I feel it's time that he picks up a victory in singles competition. Like I said, my gut instinct says I should take Brady Pierce, but if I had to place money on it, I'd go with Sunny Days.
All right, that leads us to our main event. We have Logan Creed versus Corey Hollis versus AC Mack. We're finally going to get maybe the big blow off for the Logan Creed Corey Hollis feud and insert a little bit of AC Mack, the Southern Honor champion. The Rumblejack winners almost. You almost feel like Logan Creed somewhat won the Rumblejack. But this match should be very, very good. I'm very excited. This is three really good talents, not just in the state of Georgia, but in the Southeast. I mean, Corey wrestles a lot in Alabama, and Logan's everywhere. AC is a pretty big mainstay in Georgia, but he wrestles in Tennessee. This is a big-time matchup. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm probably looking forward to this match more than any other match on the card. How do you see this going down, Rodney? And how excited are you for this triple threat match?
Super excited. If this was a true one-on-one-on-one matchup, I had to give maybe the advantage to Logan Creed, but every member, every person in this fight has friends that they might bring to the ringside. And if that happens, I'm going to give the advantage to the champion, AC Mack. He has just a little bit more friends than Logan Creed or Corey Hollis has.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm going to have to go with, AC Mack. I'm going to have to say that AC is going to get some help from his buddies, the New Era. I could see that going down. Plus, I think Logan's is just so distracted with Corey Hollis that his hatred for Corey Hollis is going to blind him, and it's going to be AC Mack's going to be able to pick up the victory somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how he's going to be able to do it, but I just see AC Mack coming out the victor in this matchup. And that'll do it for our Road to Greatness Southern Honor preview. Remember, it is September 6th, Friday, this Friday, at the Action Building in Canton, Georgia. You don't want to miss it. I'm really excited. Me and Rodney have front row tickets. We'll be there. If you want to come talk to us, come talk to us. We'll be right there. I'll be the guy with the LED tie. Rodney, how do you want to end this segment?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the show. I think fans, if you haven't been to a Southern Honor show, it's the best independent show that I've ever been to. I don't miss a show. Every month I make sure I'm there. Whatever you can do, make sure you get there. You will not be disappointed in a Southern Honor wrestling show.
Yeah, and the prices are great, too. I've seen other independent shows charge a lot more. The production is top-notch, and it's heading towards promotion of the year in the state of Georgia. So that's our Road to Greatness Southern Honor preview. And when we come back, we'll get into some Southern Fried. Saturday, September 7th, you don't want to miss RCW's Fighting for Autism. Tyler Sutton and Mikey Watts team up to face Johnny Viper and Jason Collins in the main event. Also, the maniacal Zach Malone will be in action, and he will choose an opponent for Cyrus the Destroyer, who returns to action. Tickets are only $10 at the door. Kids 5 and 10 are $5. 4 and under are absolutely free. Doors will be open at 7 o'clock, bell time at 8 o'clock. It's the RCW Arena, 806 North 2nd Avenue, Chatsworth, Georgia, 30705. Fighting for Autism, presented by Renegade Championship Wrestling. You don't want to miss it this Saturday night at the RCW Arena.
This is Logan Frazier, and you're listening to All Elite Marks Podcast Network, your source for Georgia's news, rumors, and innuendos.
September 7th, Southern Fried presents Vendetta, Adonis vs. Judas. Canceled. And it's canceled because Judas supposedly has a booking in Puerto Rico that all of a sudden he just got a plane ticket this week. Come on, Judas. Let's not be ridiculous. You're scared. You're running, like always. You're scared of us. That's fine. And now, September 7th, Vendetta. It's going to be Ashworth versus the Approved Adonis. And when Adonis wins that Southern Fried Heavyweight Championship and brings it back home to the Approved and hands it over to me, I will then be able to proclaim that I am your champion again. So Ashworth, get your band-aids, your gauze, your tissue, most importantly, ready. Because September 7th, you, much like Michael Judas, will be an afterthought, because we are the approved, and we're just better than you.
Welcome back to the Georgia Indy Report podcast. I have on the line Dr. Joseph Brock III, the biggest manager in Southern Fried. How are you doing tonight, Dr. Brock III, the leader of JB Enterprises?
Well, I am doing splendiferous. I am wonderful. But let me go ahead and a little quick pro quo from me to you, sir, good sirs. I am not just the number one manager or big manager at Southern Fried. I am the manager of the year in Georgia for 2018. I am the greatest manager that there has ever been in the state of Georgia, or for that matter, anywhere in the world, because I'm Dr. Brock and those others are not.
Oh, my. Well, that was amazing.
So happy to be here. Are you saying that you question the validity of my statement? Do you not think that I am an honest individual? Have I not shown myself?
Well, there's no doubt.
Break at Southern Fried?
Well, sir, well, you know, with all respect, doctor, you've got a lot of great managers in the state of Georgia. I mean, I'd have to put you right there at the top.
I'm not questioning those others. They have great credentials. In fact, there's a brotherhood of managers in Georgia that, you know, I consider many of those to be well placed, and they have done great things. But of course, any of us would consider ourselves number one, and I actually have the trophy to prove it. I've got the clients to show it.
Well, there's no doubt about that. You have had a lot of success in one of the top promotions in the state of Georgia. There's no doubt about that. Doctor, let's get into this. What would you say your rep is in Southern Fried, as far as in the locker room and as amongst the fans? What is your reputation in Southern Fried?
My reputation precedes me. Everyone who hears the name Dr. Brock is affected in a profound way. There are many who fear me, and they should. There are others who ridicule me, and they shouldn't. But all know that I manage the best wrestlers in Georgia. I manage the creme de la creme of talent throughout the entire industry. People know that when I speak, actions follow. My clients always come through. Well, in fact, if you question that, just go back to the last event that Southern Fried had, where at the end of the night, I had promised that we would have a contract signed. I promised Logan Creed, if he came on board, that there indeed would be championships in his future. He would have title matches. He himself proclaimed that is why he came over, because he was tired of placating to the fans, to those that said they had his back but never did anything but step over him. And what happened? Jacob Ashworth was left in a bloody pool. He, in fact, Logan Creed signed the contract that I procured in Jacob Ashworth's own blood. Todd Sexton received that contract. I also have the Southern Fried Tag Team Champions, whom have just defeated three top contenders at Southern Fried, three of the best tag teams actually in all of Georgia. I think that those things speak for themselves, don't you?
Well, there's no denying your success, Doctor, but the way you've gotten to your success and some of your tactics speak otherwise.
Tactics? What are you referring to, my tactics? Are you referring to my intellectually enhanced ability to utilize all of the things around me to help my team win? I'm a great encourager.
Well, I don't understand why you encourage your talent, your talent that you have, to go strongly against the fans, the people who pay their hard-earned money to see them,
Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, sir. We, first off, are not there for the fans. We are there for financial gain. Second, we have not done anything against the fans. The fans have treated us rudely. In fact, when I enter into a building, those fans, without me ever saying a word, chant things such as nerd, nerd, nerd. They're derogatory towards me. They catcall my clients and my clients' wives. They treat us very rudely. So the question you should ask is, why are the fans so rude to such a great group such as JBE? Why are the fans, the morons, as I like to refer to them, because that's what they are. They show a lack of intelligence. Why would they do that? Because they do not have sense. I'm trying to help them. If they would just clearly, if they would just open their eyes and watch, if they would open their ears and listen, they would know how great I am and how tremendously talented my clients are. We are JBE. We are the best.
So you're telling me that you've never used that your clients and yourself have never used any dirty tactics to get victories.
Define dirty. I wash all my shoes, my ties stay steamed.
Oh
clean.
Boy.
I mean,
this is Rodney West of the Georgia Injury Report, and it's time to move along with the ranking of Southern Pride Championship Wrestling.
I'm sorry, Rodney. This guy right here, he's just – all right, you're right. Let's move on to the rankings.
Yeah, let's speak of these rankings. I'm very intrigued about these rankings. I have a few thoughts about those rankings.
Okay, we have your heavyweight
champion. This is from the desk of Todd Sexton.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rodney.
These rankings are from the desk of Todd Sexton.
Corrupt matchmaker at Southern Pride. Yes, that figures.
And you have, of course, your heavyweight champion, Jacob Ashworth.
Paper champion, future ex-champion in the near future, in fact.
Well, that remains to be seen. He is the current heavyweight champion, and we'll go into the top contenders for his heavyweight championship. And that is number one, we have Logan Creed, the guy you got to –
stop right there.
Okay.
That is the only one you need to worry about. Logan Creed is number one. Actually, Todd Sexton has made an astute call. He has placed Logan Creed at the top of the rankings. Before Logan Creed, by the way, joined JBE, he was not in the rankings. But since he's there, he has ascended to the top, and it's only a matter of a few weeks before he hoists the heavyweight title above his head as the new Southern Pride heavyweight champion. That sounds so good. So good.
We'll see if that happens. Wow. Let's move on to number two. Alan Angel is a personal favorite of mine. Southern Classics champion.
Oh, is he your boy? He's your boy, isn't he? Well,
yes,
you know,
he is.
Let's just say this about Alan. Alan Angel does have quite a bit of talent. In fact, I have had my eye on him before. Now, he did stick his nose in our beeswax a few months ago, and he ran across my Japanese assassin. And though he was a game little trooper, he found out that when Tetsu puts his shiranagi on somebody, sure enough, they go down for the count 1, 2, 3. But Alan Angels, make no mistake about it, that young man is a future champion, not just at Southern Pride, not just at another place in Canton, Georgia, but on a national stage. I'm going to go ahead and say that. He is a great champion.
Well, it's something we can agree on. Number three, we have –
also.
Go ahead.
I want you to know that I have my eye on that Classics championship. Alan Angels may have it, but just remember, I have clients that would love to carry it. Damian Bennett very well could take it. Tetsu Mikuji, he might want it, and so might Brian Kane. They are the Southern Fried Tag Team Champions, but they've got shoulders. They can put a strap over their shoulder just as well as their waist. I mean, I'm just saying.
And number three, we have – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question. You're speaking about Damian Bennett, Dr. Brock. Where has Damian Bennett been? I have not seen him in months in Southern Fried.
Well, that's none of your beeswax, first off. But let's just say that we are training and we are preparing for the moment that he will come back. And just know, he nearly won that Classic Championship. The last time, if you say months, it's only been about a month and a half. And He's just been doing some other things. He'll be, in fact, in Royston. He'll be at APCW soon, I believe this Saturday, showing why JB Enterprises is the best wherever they are. But he'll be back soon enough.
Well, number three, we have Adrian Hawkins, probably one of the least crowd favorites on this list, but you can't deny his success. What are your thoughts on Adrian Hawkins here, Dr. Rock?
Let me just say this. Adrian Hawkins is a well-dressed individual. Adrian Hawkins is a former Southern Fried heavyweight champion. Adrian Hawkins is a man who actually has quite a bit of money that he doesn't mind exchanging. I was very pleased to take his money last event to help him with a little issue of a man named Michael Judas. Adrian Hawkins, I have nothing but respect for him, and I approve of him.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you approve of this next guy.
I just said I did.
Let's get to number four. We have David Ali, another guy you probably approve of. I approve of. The Street Fighter. He's kind of at a crossroads here in the ranking, but go ahead.
He's a giant killer. He's a giant killer. I'll give him props. I like his attitude. Now, we had a small issue with him when Damien could not make an event. David Ali stepped in and did his job. He did well, but he was not supposed to get the pinfall on Jacob Ashworth. We were going to get Logan to pin him so he could go ahead and get an immediate title shot. But I'll give David Ali credit. He was sneaky, and he snuck in and got the pin attempt and the pinfall victory and nearly defeated Jacob Ashworth.
Well, you say sneaky, I say crafty.
Oh, no, I approve. Hey, I have no problem with the sneakiness and craftiness. Look, David Ali, as long as he doesn't get overly involved in JBE business, I mean, Logan Creed's already told him steer clear because he may be a giant killer, but he's not a monster killer. And Logan Creed is a monster.
Let's move right on to number five. We have Nickel Judas. What do you feel? How do you feel about Judas? What are your opinions on him?
Well, he scares me. Michael Judas, I'm not going to lie, he scares me. He's about 6'7", somewhere near 300 pounds. We've had run-ins with him before. Michael Judas is scary. He is, I've got monsters to protect me, but he is just a scary individual. No one, and I mean no one, looks forward to matching up against Michael Judas. But I have the utmost confidence in Adrian Hawkins. And, in fact, Rob Adonis is going to step up at Vendetta against him. And maybe Michael Judas will be, no. Michael Judas is going to be out of town. I wonder what happened there.
Boy.
Let me say this about Michael Judas real quick. He has the most experienced person on this top 10 contender list, with probably being one of the biggest, best wrestlers in the state of Georgia for the past 15 to 20 years.
Oh, there you go.
He wrestled on a national stage. He's been on national TV. He's a veteran, and he is a scary individual. Though I myself personally fear him, my men, they do not. But we are wary of him. Make no mistake about it.
Well, you should be wary of number six, because that's Will Caution, who just defeated AC Mack at the last show to earn himself a title shot at the Southern Fried Classics Championship. Let's get thoughts on AC Mack, or I'm sorry, Will Caution.
Well, the Pennsylvania Quaker, Mr. Will Caution, I'll say this about Will. He is probably the most athletic individual that I have seen at Southern Fried. Alan Angels is a close second, but Will Caution does some things that blow me away. He jumped off the cage back in February that I thought he was Superman. He is he can fly all over the ring. He's one double tough individual, but he lacks one thing to make him a true winner. Would you like to know what that is?
What's that?
Me. someone such as myself, he caters to the morons that we call fans or that you call fans.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just not a big fan of him because of that. But he is athletic, and he is a dangerous individual.
No doubt. No doubt. And we have at number seven the man that he defeated last month, AC Mack. AC Mack looking to get back on the winning track at the next show in the Triple Threat. What are your feelings on AC Mack?
Well, not this past shindig, but the shindig before, AC Mack actually teamed with JB Enterprises in a huge event in which we won. I like AC. I love AC's attitude. He has got such a way with words, and you know he's born and bred and raised down there in Atlanta, and he's a tough individual, and I like him. He dresses well too.
He really
is. I love his gear.
He's money.
And he's a loud mouth, but that's a loud mouth that can back it up. I like AC. He and I have talked before, and who knows? You never know. There has been a time or two we've exchanged information, and we've passed money back and forth to both of our benefits. In fact, he helped us two shindigs ago, so like I said.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised there's some money exchanged between you two. Ronnie, let's get into our next two talents. I'm new to Southern Fried. I've been watching it for the last couple of months and getting caught up. Let's get with our number eight and number nine picks. Give us a little backstory into these guys, and then we'll get Dr.
Okay, well, number eight, we have Kenji Bria. He's actually wrestling Allen Angels for the Southern Fried Southern Classics Championship of this Saturday. Dr. Bryant, maybe will give us a little bit more insight on Kenji Bria.
Look, Kenji has been a member of the Approved now for close to 3 years, good 2.5 years. He has been a vital member of that group. Adrian Hawkins and Bobby Moore and Kenji Bria and now Rob Adonis have done a lot of damage at Southern Fried. He was part of the tag team champions at Southern Fried for over a year. A year to year and a half, he was part of the Southern Fried Tag Team Champions. Kenji is a cruiserweight who knows his way around the ropes, and he's a dangerous individual. Don't sleep on Kenji Bria, or Allen Angels will be an ex-Classics champion.
Wow,
well,
yeah.
At number nine, we have somebody that I know that Joseph Brock is going to have an opinion on. It's Mr. Xander Ramon.
I cannot stand him. The Peruvian pussycat is a thorn in my side. I am so tired of hearing the name Xander Ramon, and I really can't stand it when people go, I just like to neuter that puppy. I would like to, in fact, if he gets in our beeswax anymore, he will find himself neutered, because not only would Logan Creed love to destroy him once again and take his mother out on a date, but Tetsu Mikuji has had a tussle with him once or twice before, and we would be happy to escort him on out of Southern Fried. Not just out of the top 10, but out of the roster completely. I don't like Xander. Oh, I can't stand
him. That brings us to number 10, Dr. Joseph Brock. It's none other than Strychnine.
He's tearing up the indie scene right now, and he's the current Anarchy television champion. What is your opinion on him?
Well, he stomped my hand on two different occasions. He has threatened me. He blows fire. He singed my eyebrows. He is generally not a nice individual. We used him to trick the buffoon that is Jacob Ashworth. Mm. But instead of being gracious and accepting my handshake, he attacked me and my men. Strychnine is tough. He's a lone wolf, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed that. No one wants to associate with him. His own allies have alienated him. Now, I, for one, have known for a long time what kind of person Strychnine is. He's tough. He's not a person you would want to get into a fisticuff. He is one of those individuals that doesn't matter where it's at, when it is, or who it's with, he is ready for a fight.
Yeah, I think
and he's given us.
JV Enterprise better look out for Strychnine. He's tearing it up in the state of Georgia, and I see him shooting up the rankings very, very soon. Let's get into these tag team rankings here in Southern Fried. Love a good tag division.
Yes, let's get into those tag teams.
Yes, and we have your tag team champions, JV Enterprise.
Yes, they are.
Go ahead and tell us about your boys.
Tetsu Mikuji, my 6'2" tall, 320-pound Japanese assassin, the biggest and the baddest monster there is in Georgia. And then my upgrade, the Boston Bruiser, Brian Kane. They are the tag team champions. And let us not forget that Brian Kane is also the eternal PCW heavyweight champion. And they, no one can match their speed and their size, their strength and their stamina, or their skill set. We are the tag team champions for a reason, because we are truly the best.
Well, let's get into the rankings, and I think there are quite a few teams that could challenge your boys here. Number one, we have Billy Buck and Josie Quinn, a top tag team that I do believe has the ability to take the tag belts off your boys, the JV Enterprise.
Now, here's where I think Todd Sexton has no sense whatsoever. They're ranked number one. They're the number one contenders. Am I hearing you correctly? They're number one contenders.
Exactly. They should be.
How many? Why? How many times have they tagged? What have they done to deserve?
The two of the top talent in the promotion.
Singles. Not duo.
But when you've seen it time and time again, when you put two of the best talents together, they usually make a great tag team.
Usually. You know what those two have in common? They're urban cowboys. They've got the black hat and the white hat. They got the sparklies. And they've got the fans. What do we have? A 6'2", 320-pound monster. A technician and a Boston Bruiser, and the intellectually enhanced manager of the year. Enough said. And by the way, you talk about how great these two guys are as individuals. They're gonna find out they can't even beat us in singles matches, let alone a tag team match. And this coming up Saturday, we're gonna prove that.
Ronnie, let them know. Let them know who the
Quinn are going to wrestle my men individually.
Ronnie, who do
well,
we have at number
two? That's a good point.
Go ahead.
At number two, we have Sal Rinaro and Michael Stevens. Maybe who I wouldn't have at the top two on my list, but we'll get to that later. But what's your thoughts on Sal Rinaro and Michael Stevens, Mr. Brock?
Well, they are perennial champions wherever they go. Sal Rinaro and Michael Stevens both have been tag team champions with different men. They have had different partners. They've been in different organizations, and they've won wherever they've been at. And I'll not take anything away from them. But I will let you know this. Just like numbers three and four, they just got a shot at the Southern Fried tag team titles. And what happened?
You bring up a very good point, Dr. Brock. But I would still say that the number three contenders, Master and Machine, maybe should be the number one contenders. They may be one of the best tag teams in the state of Georgia.
I would have to agree with that, too. I think any three of these tag teams might be able to take on JP Enterprise.
Well, I'm not going to say that these tag teams are not great, but they're not JBE great. And let me just tell you what I think about Mr. Goku, son of Daniel LaRusso, and Mr. Griffey Boy, Griff Garrison. Those two gentlemen put their hands in the air, and the fans like to dance, and they love the little fingers going up. And I'm picturing right now them coming to the ring, and I just cannot stand Mr. Crisscross Applesauce, Marcus Cross, or Griffey Boy, Griff Garrison. Those two individuals, they they just love the party, and all the girls love them. They remind me of a tag team back in the day that everybody flipped out over, the Rock and Roll Express. Well, let me just tell you something about the Rock and Roll Express. They could never handle the Midnight Express because the Midnight Express had a great manager. Well, guess what? JBE got a great manager. And we have gone back and forth and time in and time out with those gentlemen. We have won titles from them. We've lost the tag team titles, and we've won them again, and we've vanquished them. And I think those guys need to be at the bottom of the list because I'm so tired of hearing everybody sing their songs and dance and cheer. I just don't like them at all.
Dr. Brock, isn't that a catchy tune? Put your hands up, put your hands up.
No, stop it. Put your hands down. 1, 2, 3, the referee puts his hand down on the mat. In fact, Brian Kane just pinned Mr. Marcus Cross. 1, 2, 3. So he put his hand down. He put his hand down. He put his hand down.
See, it's catchy. You like it.
Yeah, I like it when we beat them hand down. Okay. They want to put their hands
up. Well, that
up
brings us to our number four contenders. Good Brothers First Class is at number four.
JB.
Good Brothers First Class. They
GBC
are a
one.
GBC one. Those are the gentlemen. GBC3PO. I don't care what you call them because I don't like them. They poured Cracker Jacks on my head in front of a national audience, a worldwide audience on Just for Fun Radio, and people laughed.
I enjoyed it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. I had people from all over the world sending me messages, and I'm not even making that up. It was an embarrassment. But we beat them. In fact, my clients beat them without me present because I was in the back preparing for the great reveal of Logan Creed.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Dr. Brock, well, that brings us – let's round out
Wolverton
the top five. That brings us to the approved.
I like them. They should be up higher up, by the way. You put them down, I think they're the second-best tag team at Southern Fried.
No, I could see them. I could see
well,
you managing them.
I would happy, be happy to help them out if they ever need me.
But well, that rounds out the rankings for this week. Hopefully – we'll get some changed rankings once the results come back from Vendetta this Saturday night.
Well, I'm sure one change will happen immediately. When we vanquish the Cowboys in singles matches, they'll no longer be a tag team. They'll drop out completely.
That brings us to our Southern Fried card, Vendetta, September 7th here at in Monroe, Georgia. And Dr. Joseph Brock, how do you see it going down at Vendetta? Let's get a little preview of what you would like to see go down at Southern Fried's Vendetta September 7th, this Saturday night.
Well, first and foremost, it's not what I would like to see. It's what I'm going to see. I'm going to see my two clients in singles action, my tag team champions, get rid of Billy Buck and Josie Quinn. Easy peasy, 1, 2, 3-zy, times 2-zy. We're going to eliminate those two little cowboys. They're not going to pony up. They're going to pony out. And they're going to be down and out, and we'll no longer have to worry about them. I'm also, we're going to have a contract signing. Todd Sexton has the contract that Logan Creed signed in Jacob Ashworth's blood for Crossroads, and Brooklyn Creed has requested to be in the ring and have Jacob Ashworth sign that contract. But to show you how moronic, Jacob Ashworth is truly a champion of the people. The people of Monroe are morons, and he, I think, is the biggest moron. He has stepped in where Michael Judas mysteriously cannot be and has agreed to wrestle Rob Adonis for the heavyweight title before even signing the contract. What a moron.
That's what a champion does. He goes out and he wrestles and he entertains the crowd and, he's the leader of the company. He's the face of the company.
Focused on Well, I think he just is afraid to think about what's going to happen to him at Crossroads. So he's going to take on Rob Adonis, who was a Georgia legend. This man is huge, by the way. Have you seen him? He is as wide as a wall.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's a very big individual. I don't know if he has the heart that a Jacob Ashworth has. I see Jacob Ashworth getting a win here.
Well, win or lose, Jacob Ashworth is going to be in a fight for his life. And he's doing this now for Michael Judas to get an opportunity to have a match with Adrian Hawkins. Why is he concerning himself with someone else's business, his beeswax? That just shows a total lack of focus. I just think he's such a moron. In fact, if he even has the title at the end of the night, he's not going to have much left. And he's going to go from the frying pan to the fire with Logan Creed if he survives a match with Rob Adonis. And you do know that Adrian Hawkins is going to be out there to support Rob Adonis. Jacob Ashworth just never learns. What a moron.
Well, speaking of other matches I'm looking forward to, here's just some matches that I'm looking forward to, and we'll ask Roddy what he's kind of looking forward to and get your opinions as well. The match I'm looking forward to maybe the most doesn't really involve anybody from your group, but we have Will Caution versus AC Mack versus Slim J, the winner getting a shot at the Classics, Southern Fried Classics Championship. Are you looking forward to this match, and how do you see it going down, Dr. Brock?
Well, considering you have just insulted me, sir, by saying you're not looking forward to my matches as much as that match, I won't do the same. I'll say this. If you're looking for a technical match, a match between three of the best technical wrestlers in Georgia, and, in fact, many would say most entertaining, the most flamboyant and charismatic, then that's the match for you. Slim J and Will Caution, as well as AC Mack, can go with the best of them. In fact, there's not a person or a group aside from JBE that can match their skill set, I believe, in the entire state. This could be one of the greatest matches that Georgia has ever seen. Technical-wise.
Well, there's something we can agree on, Dr. Brock.
But having said all that, I don't really care. I don't care at all. Maybe a little bit. I like AC, so I'll be rooting for AC, but it matters not because right now my focus is not on that match.
Rodney,
but you're welcome for my insight.
Let's get Rodney's expert opinion. What are you looking forward
you
to?
Expert and Rodney in the same breath. That's funny.
Oh, boy. What are you looking forward to?
The match that I think is
– Go ahead.
Yeah, the match that I think is going to be the sleeper of the night is going to be Marcus Cross versus Sal Rinaro.
Okay.
I definitely don't think they're, like, pushing this match as the top match of the night, but I think it could be definitely a surprise for those in attendance.
Well, yeah, that will be a pretty good match, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. Does David Ali have a match? Man, this is a travesty if he doesn't have a match yet. I'm not seeing anything on here about David Ali being in a match.
I don't know that card. He is booked to be on the show.
Well, that's all that matters. As long as he's booked to be on the show, I'm happy. Big David Ali.
I'm sure he'll have something to say.
David Ali, there's somebody that you should be looking at is a David Ali. He's a giant killer. That's all you need in your group now.
But I have giants, so I don't need my giants are bigger than other giants. So my giants are monsters. They're Godzilla. I've got Godzilla and I've got King Kong. I've got the king of the monsters in Logan Creed and Tetsu Mikuji. Although David Ali, I wouldn't mind keeping him on retainer. Him and AC Mack both. I kind of like them. They kind of bring a new era of flavor to the world.
All right, Dr. You're hilarious. Dr. Joseph Brock III, I want to thank you for being on the Georgia Indie Report podcast. Before we get off here, do you have anything to say about the event coming up this Saturday in Monroe, Georgia?
It is the lead up to the second biggest event at Southern Fried every year, Crossroads. The month of September is must see TV, so to speak. But you need to be in attendance in Monroe, Georgia at 405 Community Court, the Boys and Girls Club, because not only Vendetta, but Crossroads will change the course of Georgia wrestling. I guarantee you, because I'm Dr. Brock, and you two, Georgia Indie Report guys, are not. Good day.
All right. Thank you for being on, Dr. Joseph Brock III. And we'll be back after the break. This is the Georgia Indie Report podcast. Wrestling fans, do you like old school wrestling? Well, you're going to love this podcast, the Old School Podcast with Professor Andrew Stone. We go over events ranging from WCW to NWA, all the way to Jim Crockett Promotions. Please check us out. We're up, and right now we have Clash of the Champions 4. It's an outstanding event for us to review, and you guys chose it. So please go out of your way to download, share, and like. And we appreciate it.
What is up, everyone? You are listening to the Georgia Indie Report podcast, and I'm Ty G from All Elite Marks.
Welcome back to the Georgia Indie Report podcast. We have a AWE event coming up Sunday, September 8th at the 269 Armory Drive, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. This is No Cap. It's Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment. I'm looking forward to hearing about this show. I haven't heard too much about it yet, but we have on the line with us one of the three participants, the last three, in the ATM manager contesting, Scenic Nick. How are you doing, Scenic Nick?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
We're doing good, man. We're doing great. So how did you hear about this contest, and what kind of made you decide to get involved?
Well, I used to attend a lot of AWE shows a few years back, and really just fell in love with it, because I think for the most part that what people don't speak about is that they really made a spark in Georgia wrestling. And to kind of be at this point now where I'm a part of that in the contest, that's when that opportunity came up, I said, yeah, I'm going to enter that.
And what talent?
So,
oh, go ahead.
So, Scenic, there was some controversy that came out this past week. Can you explain a little bit about the controversy about maybe people sharing more than they were supposed to?
Oh, yeah. I've got wind of that. People saying it's numbers like title. I'm not Jay-Z or Beyonce, so I know nothing about those numbers. What I do know about is there was no loophole used. There was, nothing on my part that I did to fudge the numbers. I got my views. I share my posts, let other people share it. Yeah, it is what it is. And the fact of the matter is, whether they like it or not, I'm in the final three.
Yeah, there's no denying it.
Why are you going to win? Why are you going to win this Sunday?
Well, it's going to be left up to the fans in attendance. So the more the merrier. I want everyone to be there. And it's only a formality, honestly, because, who's more Atlanta than me? Who's really trained and has been around like me? So. Just saying.
What talent are you looking to represent if you were to win the ATM contest?
I love that question. I think when I look at the show, top to bottom, a lot of talent, I would like to represent probably Kenway or DeAndre Jackson, who's taking out Eddie Kingston. Mm-hmm. I'd like to represent either one of those two. I think they're fresh. I think they have great potential. And, to get me in that corner, just, sky's the limit. Just take it to another level.
And a quick word association. Chip Day.
awesome, severely underrated.
Jordan Oliver.
Great talent's going to make a splash somewhere in the majors.
Eddie Kingston.
Phenomenal.
Excellent. So let our fans know why they should be there this Sunday at the Armory or 269 Armory Drive, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, for no cap.
For fans that will be there, the reason you should be there is you're going to see really what led to that. You're going to witness the company that made wrestling great in Georgia. You're going to witness talent like Jimmy Rave, Jordan Oliver. Jordan Oliver is going to defend the CZW Television Championship. I mean, unless you're going to travel all the way up to New Jersey, how else are you going to see that right here in Atlanta? In addition, you have stars like Eddie Kingston, who's been on the WWE Network with Evolve. He's been an impact. He's been around. Taking an up-and-comer like DeAndre Jackson, a.k.a. the Big Hurt of professional wrestling. That's going to be a match that's going to steal the show, in my opinion. And then you have great talent like Thomas Shire, who's the number one contender, against Dirty Andy Dalton. Dirty Andy Dalton has been in Pro Wrestling NOAH. I believe he's competing out of Texas. Just been phenomenal talent, and we have that kind of talent under one roof. In addition to staples of the promotion, like the Hierarchy, Sugar Dunkerton, Murder One,
yeah.
You know, Adrian Armour. It's just going to be amazing.
There's no doubt that wrestling entertainment has a ton of talent. Chip Day, to me, might be the best talent in the state of Georgia as far as in-ring, and he's great on the mic. I want to thank you, Seeing Nick, for being on the line with us tonight and promoting No Cap. This Sunday.
Trey, before we let Seeing Nick go, I need to talk to him about his new promotion, Georgia World Class Wrestling, that is premiering in less than 3 weeks in Logan Field, Georgia, on the September 21st.
Oh, wow. This is exciting. Great.
Oh, yeah.
So, Scenic, tell us a little bit about your new venture.
Well, Georgia World Class Wrestling is going to be, if I can describe it in a little short sentence, is classic with a modern twist. It's going to be, for some, it's going to be the wrestling they remember. And for others, it's going to be that new, fun style, high-flying, strong style. Just some of the best under one roof. You're going to have talent from out of the state. Talent who are, in my opinion, unsung in the state of Georgia, like a Dex Anthony and Axelrod. You're going to have them competing. And let me just go over a few matches real quick for y'all, because I can give you that little exclusive there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I haven't really put any match announcements out, but hey, why not give them y'all, right?
Hey, we're down with it. It's money.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have the Hierarchy, Murder One and Adrian Armour versus the good old boys, Cousin Cletus, Cousin Shaggy. Those two tag team competition, two of the best. They should never be slept on. Then you have Swole, the 81 Special, against Florida's own Bruce Worley. It's going to be a heavy-hitting, hard-style match. It's going to be that Hoss fight. And to me, Hoss fights are kind of like now the modern-day equivalent to what the Cruiserweight division was like for WCW.
Yeah, everybody's a fan of that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. That one's going to probably steal the show again. And, Francisco Siatsu is going to face Tor the Raider. That one's going to be awesome because there's no one like Francisco when it comes to the mic, when it comes to even behind the scenes. He's a guy that really, really works hard. And he does a lot of work with WWN, all that. Then you're going to have, as I mentioned, Dax Anthony, the greatest showman, versus the March of Madness himself, the SVW heavyweight champion, Axelrod.
Heck yeah.
I'm very impressed with Axelrod.
Now I have one question. I see that Chris Nelms is on the show. Does he have a match announced yet?
Match announcement for good old Nelms in the Nashville Nightmare. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You really want to know?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I really want to know.
Yeah, to like and follow the Facebook fan page, Georgia World Class Wrestling. There'll be an announcement sometime this week. You know how to get.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yes. All right, C-Nick, I want to thank you for being on the line with us on the Georgia Indie Report podcast. We'll check you out at No Cap this Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia. And thanks for being on the line with us, man.
I appreciate it. And I really hope you all come out to September 21st, Loganville, Georgia, see the premiere of Georgia World Class.
Yes.
It's going to be a phenomenal event, top to bottom. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. And also see me on Saturday, September 28th in Athens, Georgia. I'm going to, at the Southern Brewing Company, I'm going to host Southern Violence and Wrestling, SVW. That's going to be a
yep.
great show, top to bottom. And the fans get to, one lucky fan's going to get to book the show.
Well, we want to wish you good luck with Sunday at No Cap, too, man. We've watched your promos, and you've done great work. Thank you for being on the line with us this week.
I appreciate you all so much. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good day, Steve.
I am Rodney West from the Georgia Indie Report, and it is now time to reveal this week's Spotlight Wrestler of the Week. And it goes to none other than Peach State Wrestling Alliance's Michael Stevens. He is also one half of the tag team with Sal Renaro in Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, and they are the number two contender for the tag team titles. Stay tuned this week to the Georgia Indie Report page to see matches featuring Michael Stevens.
That's all the time we have for you on this jam-packed edition of the Georgia Indie Report podcast. Please check out the Georgia Indie Report Facebook page for the latest on Georgia indie events in the surrounding area. And thanks for listening, guys.